Welcome to the EAU podcast series on What Do Young Urologists Need to Know? This is segment one, where we delve into navigating the transition from residency to professional urology practice. In our second episode, we are joined by Bhavan Prasad Rai, a consultant urologist and robotic surgeon at the Freeman Hospital in Newcastle, United Kingdom. Also, Hido Kamphaus, an urologist and medical manager of the clinical urology department at the Amsterdam University Medical Clinics in the Netherlands. Together, they will discuss a topic titled, How do I prepare and keep updated my resume? Join us and embark on a journey to craft a stellar CV that truly represents your story and aspirations.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the initiative by EAU Education Online on podcast. I have with me Dr. Hido Kamphaus, who's an endourologist from Amsterdam in Netherlands. I'm a urologist with a specialist interest in pelvic oncology from Newcastle in UK. In today's podcast, we'll be covering the importance of your curriculum vitae. This is a reflection of what you've done. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Hido. Hido, you've been a very successful endourologist. What do you think are the key elements that should be highlighted on a urologist CV to make it stand out?
Hi, good morning, Bhavan. I think a CV is a perfect starting point for a conversation to meet each other. And a key element for a urologist CV, I think, are enthusiasm. Enthusiasm about the things that you are doing in your life. And that can be a professional, that can be like research, that can be on a personal matter, on sports, on arts, on handcrafts. It's a good way to show a basic idea about yourself and a starting point for an interview, for a conversation with somebody.
You know, you're aware that urologists are quite multidimensional. They have multiple talents. They also excel in various fields within urology. So they often have a combination of clinical, surgical, and academic experiences. What would you suggest they do to balance all of these individual aspects of their careers in a CV?
That's a difficult question. I think a CV represents what you have been doing lately. And if you have a real focus, if you have just done your PhD and you have a real focus on research and you're just starting your clinical experience, I think your CV will show that. So it will not be balanced completely. It will show that you have an emphasis on your research. And that's okay. Sometimes people will have their emphasis on their clinical experience and their maybe surgical experience. That's also okay if your research experience is lacking or not so much. What I personally love is if your research is connected to your surgical or clinical work. And if a research comes from your clinical amazement or questions or wonder or complications. The thing is that most of the times, those kind of research is not the high impact academic work. It's about a retrospective series on your own procedures or your clinical procedures, or it's a case report on a serious complication or an anatomical rarity. But I think those things are really interesting and important. So if you are worried about something or you have experienced something that you put in an effort to look it up, I think if you want to balance it and you don't have this research fast experience, it's no problem. But show that you have a research interest in looking up your clinical work to put it in as a reference or to put it in perspective, I would say.
You know, that's very helpful. Yeah, but just moving on from the same question a little bit, do you think in terms of how they try and balance their CV will depend on the kind of jobs they apply for, especially if there's an individual with lots of clinical aspects, lots of academic aspects? If the individual is applying for a job that requires for them to showcase their clinical abilities, is that what should be the highlight of that CV?
I think if you're applying for a job that is requiring something specific and you don't have that experience, that's it. Don't make up anything. If you say, well, I have a vast experience in whatever field, but now this job will request experience in another field, you can search for connections. Obviously, Or you can say, I have been doing this, and moving forward, I've seen that I'm more interested in something else. That's always tricky. You know, if you have somebody applying for a job in urology and you see from their CV that they have a lot of experience or interest before in gynecology or surgery, then you have to explain that. But that's something to do in an interview, not in your CV, I would say.
So, Hugo, you touched on this and some of the points that you raised earlier on about research. Modern day urologists, have excellent academic profiles, and sometimes it may be difficult to rationalize what to highlight on their CVs and what not to. Do you have any suggestions for our young urologists on how they can structure their CVs to highlight the most important things?
Well, my advice, but this is something that is really personal. I would say less is more. So if you have done 200 publications, of course, very tempting to make a list of all those 200 publications. And maybe it should be in there, but have it as an appendix, or try to choose what are you interested on and what you want to talk about. If you're very sportive and you like to do sports and you have 20 sports on your CV, it's difficult to start a conversation. If you want to talk about rowing, for example, that's something to emphasize. So I would say, in general, put on the CV the things that you have been doing, that you are proud of, that you've done it. But also, if there's something that's less comfortable, so for example, you have done medical school, but it took you longer than 4 or 6 years that are standing for it, don't hide it. Stand out for what you have been doing and be prepared to talk about that. I think that's my personal advice.
Excellent. And I think Hugo very rightly highlights that CVs, whilst it's a reflection of the good work you've done, it's also important to be very transparent and honest, because you then win the trust of your future employers. Hugo, going on to another section about CVs, when you become a little bit more senior, you're often in an established job, and that job you will be in for a number of years. And there is a tendency for us not to update our CVs during this period. Do you think it's important that we update our CVs on a periodic basis?
That's an interesting question. I'm a little bit wondering, are you referring to updating your CV in your personal file or updating your CV on a social website for like LinkedIn?
I think my emphasis is more on your personal.
Ah, okay. Because if you update your CV on LinkedIn, I'm not experienced in that, but I think that there will be some pop-ups that you have updated, and then people might think that you are interested in a new job. So that's something to consider. Your personal CV, I think it's really wise to update it once in a while, let's say annually, just to remember what you have been doing that year and where it has been. The moment that you do multiple presentations or lectures, sometimes it's difficult to remember after 2 years, for example. So regularly and a simple update is recommended for sure.
I would agree with that. I think often there's a lot of activities that all of us are involved in, and if you don't update our CVs real time, there's a real possibility that we may miss out something that is quite important, and particularly would be important for future recruiters. So yeah, Hugo, that was an excellent session on how CVs can impact on our careers and how it's important to maintain a good quality CV. Hugo, is there anything else?
No, I think it's a simple but important starting point. So make sure that the things that are on your CV, that you are prepared and to talk about that. That's something important. I've also seen from the other side that people send a CV, and the moment that you have an interview and you start talking about that, sometimes people are not prepared on that specific topic. It hits you like a boomerang back. And also from the other side, people who take an interview are not there to argue with you. They're there to get to know you and to discuss about what is motivating and driving you. So keep that in mind when you make your CV.
That was excellent, Hugo. That was really an excellent session. I certainly learned a lot from this session. And I'm absolutely certain that our viewers will learn a lot from this session. So thank you, everybody. And I hope you have a good day. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure, Bahram.
Thank you for a captivating episode on how do I prepare and keep updated my CV. We are sure our listeners enjoyed it. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll be talking how to prepare for a job interview featuring Dr. Sigi Moya and Professor Brookman May. To keep up with the latest EAU podcasts and stay informed on urological advancements, be sure to subscribe to our EAU podcast channel on your favourite podcast app. Until next time, keep learning and stay inspired.